This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet today reiterated its commitment to make Seva Teerth a global example of sensitive, accountable and citizen-centric governance. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed that the Cabinet also approved the proposal for alteration of the name of State of Kerala as Keralam.
There was a long-standing demand that the name of Kerala should be changed to Keralam. Today, the Union Cabinet has approved this demand. Following this decision, the Honorable President will send the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026 to the State Legislative Assembly. After the decision of the State Assembly is received, the Government of India will take the next step in the matter.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved three multi-tracking railway projects covering eight districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The total estimated cost of the projects is 9,072 crore rupees and will be completed by 2030-31. Mr. Vaishnav said the projects are doubling of the Gondia-Jabalpur railway line, addition of the third and fourth lines between Ponarak and Kiul in Bihar, and also the third and fourth lines between Gamharia and Chandil in Jharkhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. This will be the second visit of the Prime Minister to Israel. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. The Ministry of External Affairs said the two leaders will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. They will discuss further opportunities in various areas of cooperation, including science and technology, innovation, defense and security, agriculture, water management, trade and economy, and people-to-people exchanges. The leaders are also expected to exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Mr. Modi will also call on President of Israel, Isaac Herzog. The Supreme Court has permitted the Chief Justice of the Calcutta High Court to deploy civil judges and requisition judicial officers from neighbouring Jharkhand and Odisha to deal with 80 lakh claims and objections under the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant took note of a letter from the Calcutta High Court Chief Justice stating that 250 district judges engaged in the exercise would require around 80 days to complete the verification process. In Telangana, four top Naxalite leaders today surrendered before the police in Hyderabad. In a blow to the Maoist leadership, Tipiri Tirupati Devaju, Politburo member, Mala Raja Reddy Sangram, Central Committee member, Bali Choka Rao Damodar, Telangana State Committee Secretary, and Noone Narasimha Reddy Gangana, State Committee member, surrendered before DGP B. Shivadhar Reddy. The DGP handed over 25 lakh rupees cheque to each surrendered Naxalite leader. A Delhi court today sent Indian Youth Congress IYC President Uday Bhanu Chib to four-day police custody in connection with a protest at the India AI Impact Summit. Judicial Magistrate Ravi allowed 4 days of custody to the police to question Chib over his role in the AI Summit protest. Early on Friday, the police arrested Krishna Hari, National Secretary of Youth Congress from Bihar, Kundan Yadav, State Secretary of Bihar, Ajay Kumar, State President of Uttar Pradesh, and Narasimha Yadav from Telangana for holding a shirtless protest inside an exhibition hall at the summit. The protesters also allegedly engaged in a protracted scuffle with the security personnel and police staff deployed at the venue. President Draupadi Murmu called upon the private sector, philanthropists, NGOs and other stakeholders to join hands to build India as a healthcare destination and achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, England 126 for 5 in 15.1 overs, chasing target of 165 set by Pakistan in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the Palikele International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. Last night, West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 match of Group 1 at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.